Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. France's National Academy of Science added its voice, stating in a recent report that much of the criticism of GM crops is entirely unfounded from a scientific point of view. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Closing out the books on 2002 and starting to focus on the new year. What will it bring? Will a Congress cut our farm bill supports? Will the long-sought-after 2002 disaster relief that wasn't in the Christmas stocking yet appear? Will we suffer drought or floods or another chicken embargo? I guess if we knew the answer to all of these questions, we wouldn't have to work. I realize some farming regions struggled with devastating drought last year. Still, I doubt that the Congress will find very much disaster assistance money. The Congress and the President will be looking for ways to keep a lid on spending. The federal budget deficit is real. It's not going away anytime soon. Some people out there think that farm programs in general are ripe for a big cut. I don't think so. Look at it this way. The farm bill uses only 0.5% of the total federal budget. That's not unreasonable. We produce the most abundant supply of food, the highest quality, at the most reasonable price in the world. National defense uses 16% of the budget, Social Security 23%, Medicare, Medicaid 19%, and on down from there. Senator Grassley, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, however, still seems intent on lowering the payment limitation number. However, Senator Cochran, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, he doesn't like the idea one bit. Someone to keep an eye on is the Budget Committee Chairman Don Nichols. Expect Senator Nichols to be very tight on all spending. I still point to the fact that rural America elected President Bush and rural America elected a Republican Congress, and that will not be overlooked. Now that President Bush has trade promotion authority as fast track, I expect an aggressive effort to make trade deals and resolve trade disputes. And finally, with all the industry uncertainty, we certainly don't want to forget the clouds of war hanging over all of us. Let's take on the new year and see what it brings. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.